This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 24. Remembering Lot's Wife. Our reading comes from Genesis 19 and Luke chapter 17. Genesis 19. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, destroying all those living in the cities, and also the vegetation in the land. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Luke chapter 17. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on the housetop with possessions inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Even though this is one of the shortest statements in the Bible, it packs a wallop. It offers a solemn warning about choosing foolishly. Lot's family is given clear instructions. Sodom is about to be destroyed, so head for the hills and don't look back. But, tragically, Lot's wife cannot resist looking back. She steals a peek and is turned into a pillar of salt. She's frozen in time at the moment of her disobedience, a monument to the dangers of spiritual compromise. Most societies memorialize significant achievements in some way. We build statues to honor war heroes, great leaders, and athletes. But what do we do with figures of failure and ruin? They're embarrassing rather than inspirational, so we keep them out of sight. God, however, is so concerned with our spiritual well-being that he immortalizes failure. Through the story of Lot's wife, the Lord calls generations to remember the high cost of sin. It breaks God's heart to see his children fall into disgrace because temptation has gotten the best of them. Although the sin may be forgiven, often the scars and collateral damage last a long time. That's why he says, "Remember Lot's wife, who held on too tightly to the things of this world." Pray with me. Lord, forgive us for holding on to worldly desires and failing to obey you fully. Guide us to follow you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.